Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host for tonight, Alfreda Love, and thank you so much for joining me. I would like to thank God, my family, and the listeners for being on with me tonight and sharing the love of God between you and I and just having a good time in the Lord. Before we begin, I would like to say that I am glad to be back on air again once more, and today we're going to have prayer. And that is what we're focusing on today. So I will begin with our stress relief activity. Amen. Then I will start with the scripture, and actually Psalms again. And then after which we will go into prayer, and then I will go into announcements and bid you farewell. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And even in the midst of any storm, whether it's losing someone or anything of that nature, we still can see the sunshine, the bright sunshine, because God is the sun, the S-O-N. And the S-U-N will shine again. Amen. So therefore, we are happy and delighted. When I say we, I'm talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are happy to be once more on air, speaking with us as the Lord and praying for many souls, grieving souls, praying for souls who have lost someone, praying for families. And so within this prayer, we're not only praying for families, we're praying for the strength of families, and we're praying for the comfort of God, and we're praying for breakthroughs, and we thank God for everything he has given us. But I want to read Psalms 116, 1 and 2, and it says, with emphasis, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. I have read to you Psalm 116, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, my heart feels much better, amen, because I know that today is prayer day. And I look forward to this day. I look forward to spending time with God more, becoming closer to God. I've been walking with God for many years, for all of my life, actually, except when I was a baby, of course. But ever since I was introduced to the Lord, we have been walking together, and I don't mind going the extra miles. Even when there are times where you're like, Lord, I'm just tired. But you're only tired because of, for instance, environmental things. You're not tired of the Word of God. The Word of God brings energy. So I suspect that after this ministry, amen, after we go and after we submerge our souls unto God, we're going to feel better by and by. Is that right? And so once again, as you know, I am excited and delighted. I have my day was made when I realized and recognized that today was Wednesday. Amen. I always look forward to Wednesdays. And I look forward to every day of the week, especially Friday, too. And that's a good day. But I look forward to Wednesday. So we're going to go into prayer. We're going to pray for families. We're going to pray for lost loved ones. We're going to pray for divine recoveries. We're going to, amen, we're going to pray for careers. We're going to pray for breakthroughs. We're going to pray for jobs. We're going to pray for safety. We're going to pray for just everything. Whatever the Lord places on this little heart of mine, I'm going to let it shine through the prayer. Is that right? So without further ado, I would like to pray unto our Father who is in heaven, but he is also with us. Amen. This very day, this very time, and this very moment. And we thank God for everything he's done. And I can't reiterate how much I appreciate those individuals who are online with me tonight. I thank you so much, because you could have been doing anything else besides listening to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry with Alfreda Love. Is that right? So we're going to go to God in prayer. Then after which I will have some announcements and bid you farewell. But before we do that, the Lord is placing this on my heart. I need you to get out that sheet of paper and pen, or I need you to just use your brain, however you feel. All right. Think of two favorable things that happened to you today or yesterday. I just need to. You know, write them down or think about them. All right. Thank you. I want you to think about two unfavorable things. And this unfavorable thing, I want to be very clear, as I always say on the radio ministry. Unfavorable does not have to mean something bad. It could mean a loss of a loved one. It could mean something that happened to you, an experience that happened to you that caused you to feel uncomfortable or caused you to feel sad or caused you to just take a little energy out of you, those type situations. So think of two of those and write it down. All right, thank you. Now I want you to look at your unfavorable events, and I want you to change those into positives. And as I said before, if it has to do with something that you feel is going to be a void for a long time, it's not a, for instance, it's not a temporary fix. We can't put a Band-Aid on it. I want you to think of a positive, and a positive is that you're still able to pray to a God who is never changing. You don't have to worry about God changing. So that could be something favorable, okay? And I want you, when you're looking at this and when you're trying to fill that void, when you have something that you've lost or someone you've lost, I want you to begin to focus on Jesus Christ. Don't think about who you can speak to on the outside, the humanistic part of life, amen, because we all have to go back into the dust. I want you to think about or focus on the Heavenly Father, because He's the one that can supply all of our needs according to His riches. And whether you need a comforter, whether you need agape, El Shaddai, Elohim love, whatever type of love you need, whatever type of love we need, God is able to provide it. Somebody says, there was a song when I was a child, somebody used to sing this song, and it says, if you need it, my God's got it. He's got everything, amen, that you need. So therefore, in those type of instances where there is going to be a void, you have to look up into the hills from which cometh your help. I remember, and I'm going to say this while you're writing, because I want you to have time to think. I was watching a YouTube video, and Elder Bernice King said that she, before her sister passed away, she drove up into a driveway, and she saw a tree that was on the ground, amen, and she said there was a hole in it, and she described that that's how she felt when she lost her sister. And she said that's how she felt. She said there was always that void. And so we're trying to replant the tree. Amen. There will never be a tree like that tree. But the void that you are seeking, the void that you're looking for, comes from Jesus Christ. Nobody can fill that void. Okay? It's kind of like with that tree, you have to plant another seed. And so God says, if any man be in Christ, that man, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away. That tree is gone. He said, all things have passed away, but behold, all things have become new. So when people perish, they become new in Christ. And so on earth, amen, we have to have a new mindset, and we have to know that we cannot fill that void, but we have to know that God can do everything but fail. So think about that, and I'm going to give you about a minute and a half. Okay. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to look at those two positives. I want you to look at them closely. I want you to look at them, and I want you to hold them to them tight. And once you look at them and hold them to them tight, I want you to transfer it to the page that you have all of your positives, which we should be up to maybe 28, and I want you to put it under your positives. All right? After that, I want you to look at your positives from your negative situation. I want you to look at them, and I want you to add them to your list of positives. I want you to look at your two negatives, the unfavorable events, the things that have happened, and I want you to cast your cares right now upon the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is. The Lord can handle it. If for any reason that you've taken something to God and it wasn't handled, that means that we didn't take it to God, because God can handle everything, and I can say that in confidence. Okay? So make sure that those two unfavorable things, pray unto God, and even pray tonight, because some of you are still holding on to things that God has asked us to let go. You know, and so therefore you can't progress because we're still holding on to the things that God has asked us to let go. Okay? So be sure to pray tonight about those two different things. Now, I want you to take a look at all of your positives that the Lord has blessed you with. Amen. Somebody said if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't praise the Lord enough. Well, I can't praise the Lord enough for looking at all these positive things. You know, one thing is God woke us up this morning and started us on the way. He didn't have to wake us up, but he did. Amen. So that's one thing that should always be on the list. But in looking at the positives, I want you to look at it. When you look at it, I want you to, before you go to bed and before you pray, or after you pray, excuse me, I want you to put it under your pillow. I want you to get up, look at it again, and I want you to wear it well on tomorrow, okay? All of those positive things that the Lord has deposited within you, I want you to wear it well, because there's no need in just listing things and we're not able to wear it. We must be able to wear it well because God gave it to us, amen? Somebody says that that blessing looks good on you, amen? And anytime you have anything that the Lord has given you, it looks good on you. It's a blessing. Wear it. And I know that I want to say this before we get into prayer, amen, because the Lord is really revealing a lot of things unto me. Every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be a day where favorable things are going to happen. But when you trust in God and when you believe in God, you're able to weather those storms through the word of God. It doesn't matter what type of void one face, but the word of God is able to replenish, energize, and help those individuals get through whatever they're going through. And guess what? God says the blood still works, amen? That means that you're covered, and the Lord is able to cover in times that people need the Lord. The Lord is always there. He's a very present help, amen? You don't have to go searching for God because he's already there. If you feel like the Lord has left, it's because you left him. It's because we left him. So, in other words, the Lord is available. So tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever storm it is, whatever loss it is, take it to God, because he is the only one who can fill those voids. And I say it with confidence. I say it with assurance. I say it with dignity. I say it with respect. Jesus is the answer. Is that right? Okay. So without further ado, I would like to pray unto God. And there's something about prayer, and I believe in prayer. And as I said before, we should be on day, we have 18 more days to begin praying, okay? I mean, to pray, and then we need to continue to pray. And I guarantee you something will happen. And I'm going to tell you like this. Before you see the sunshine, there has to be rain. There have been things that have happened, losing loved ones. We call that a storm. But God is preparing something better, just like he's preparing a place for those individuals who have perished, who have passed away. He's preparing something better. But you have to go through the storms. You can't jump the fence and, you know, not endure a storm, because God has to test the spirit. And in testing the spirit, you have to trust in God even in those storms. Even in the storms of life, we have to begin to trust God, and we have to begin to understand that we're going to go through things in life that are unfavorable, as we see on the paper or in our minds. We're going to go through those unfavorable things, but God is able to bring us out of the storm. And so in looking at that, that should be encouragement to someone. So therefore, when we pray, we have to ask God to take away everything or anything that hinders us from praying unto him, any distraction, any stress, any type of void, any type of anger, any type of, before we come unto God, we're going to have to ask God to remove that so that our hearts will be ready to accept the revelation of God. And when we pray, we have to. We don't want to pray amiss. We want to be sure that we are in conjunction with the Lord and what he expects. That's why every time I pray, I ask the Lord to lead and guide me. I don't have any scripted things when it comes to prayer, okay, because it comes from the unction and function of the Spirit according to what we need. That's why God says, you know, he can supply all of our needs according to his riches. God doesn't need us to help him with anything because he has it all. Amen? And so that's encouragement. And once again, I just want to thank everyone, and let's go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us the strength, the courage, the energy, the tenacity to get up and start our day. Lord, we thank you for the storms of life. We thank you for giving and taking things within our lives, Heavenly Father. We're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, whoever is experiencing a void, whatever void it is, we're asking you, would you be the filler of that void? Because we know that you can fill any void that we experience. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for the word. And Lord, as I began to pray unto you, unto God, unto our Father, unto the Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, would you decrease Alfreda Emmanuel love to zero and increase you to greatness. Let this prayer be understood and heard by those who need to hear it strategically. Bless this prayer to cover those who are hurting from whatever, a loss, hurting from life, hurting from environmental factors, hurting from spouse factors, hurting from children factors, hurting from church factors, hurting from just loneliness, hurting from whatever individuals are experiencing, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, would you bless the words to come out of my mouth, where it shall go into the atmosphere, where it shall touch homes and touch lives of those individuals who need it most. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the strength. We thank you for the courage you have given today, because sometimes when individuals come out of a storm, amen, they have to regain the bearing because they have lost so much energy in the storm, because the focus was on the storm instead of who made the storm, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, Lord, as we begin to pray today, Lord, we're asking with the revelation and the word come out of this mouth, out of this mouthpiece that you have given, and would you bless it to be anointed, and would you bless it to be fulfilling, and would you bless it to be refreshing and to replenish the soul that is so easily trodden, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless those individuals who are by the bedside, Heavenly Father. Give them strength and lift up their bowed down heads and cool their scorching fevers and help them to understand that life has boundaries, and life has dates, and life has times. But in those dates and times, Heavenly Father, we realize and we recognize that you are over everything, because no man, no woman, no child knows the hour. We always have to be ready. Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those individuals who are into the ministry and bless those who are out, Heavenly Father. Those who are in the ministry, I'm asking you to bless whatever they touch, whatever they put their minds to, would you help them in a particular way. Bless those who are in the hospital beds. At least they're able to be in a hospital bed and be able to watch TV, be able to interact, be able to do what they are supposed to do. And even if they're in a vegetation state, Lord, we thank you for the life that they've lived. We thank you for what they're doing right now. We thank you for whatever help they're receiving to carry on and to live on, Heavenly Father. We're asking, Heavenly Father, which continues to bless those who have been diagnosed with things. Bless those who have not been diagnosed, to keep being healthy and to keep living, Heavenly Father. We realize and we recognize that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Lord. We ask you, would you continue to help and bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're getting ready to do something grand within this ministry, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to bless Alfreda Love, Alfreda Emmanuel Love, to be a mouthpiece that you have given, Heavenly Father. And we're just asking, would you bless the word to continue to proceed before me and to go before me, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are God and besides you there is no other. We're just asking, would you bless family members in particular, Heavenly Father? Would you bless friends, Heavenly Father? Would you bless listeners, Heavenly Father? Whatever they put their mind to, if it's in your will, would you bless it, Heavenly Father, in a way that edifies and glorifies and magnifies who you are. We don't want to be, or Alfreda doesn't want to be magnified. I want the word of God. I want God to be lifted up, because you said in your word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, women, boys, and girls unto me. And we thank you for that encouragement. We thank you for that promise, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you to continue to help us and give us strength from day to day. For whatever life brings to us, help us to be able to be strong and help us to be able to survive the storms, Heavenly Father, because we thank you for the valley moments, because the valley moments teach us how to pray, amen. We thank you for the mountaintop experience, because the mountaintop experiences teaches us how to trust in you. And we thank you for each, because there is a balance within our lives. Not only are we trusting in you, Lord, but we're believing that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. We're asking you to bless this ministry once more, Heavenly Father, the reaping what you sow event, Heavenly Father. We're asking you to touch it and anoint it and help it to be what you would want it to be. Each person who comes, each person who is on as to bring their ministry, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless them and anoint them in a special way. Bless their families, bless their careers, bless their schoolings, Lord, bless their ministries, bless their endeavors, Heavenly Father. We're asking you in a particular way. And Lord, would you help us not to be selfish, but to give to the church, because we know that we should only reap what we sow, Heavenly Father. And there is a verse in the Bible that says, if we do not work, then we do not eat. And so we want to reap so that we can sow the benefits of you and see the glory of God come and manifest in that place, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you continue to anoint everything that we touch, that you continue to help us to be the vessels, the leaders that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Heavenly Father, we're asking and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to rise this morning and just start us on our way, Lord. We thank you because you blessed us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We thank you for the closed doors, Lord. Amen. We thank you for the open doors, because you always see ahead of us, Heavenly Father, and we don't know why some things happen, but we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and trust in him. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. If we had a million tongues, if we had a billion tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We thank you so much, because this is, once again, the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just ask you, would you continue to look down upon us, Heavenly Father. Help us to spend more time with you. Help us to be of like minds as we are unto Christ, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to elevate us to higher heights so that we can go to higher levels in serving a true and living spirit, Lord. We thank you for the weather, Lord. We thank you for the traveling grace, Lord. We thank you for things that our eyes will see and will not see, but we will hear about the greatness of God. We thank you about recoveries, divine recoveries that we're going to hear in a couple of days, Lord. We thank you about diagnoses that have gone away because you touched the hem of someone's garment, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those people with issues that came unto you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those days that we didn't know, but we trusted in you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've given us. We thank you for the things that you're going to give us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are, and we praise you for who you are, because we know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other, Lord. If we're too hard-headed, Heavenly Father, discipline us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the vessels, the people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. If we're selfish, Lord, open up our hands where we would begin to give, because it is more blessed to give, amen, than to receive, Lord. And we don't want to be selfish Christians. We don't want to be selfish, self-righteous individuals, Heavenly Father. We want to be those individuals who do the will of God and who is under the will of God and under the unction and function of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to bless those children, those babies who are in the hospitals, Lord, because they've only been on earth a little while, Heavenly Father, and they're experiencing the storms of life, Lord. But in those storms, they're realizing that there is God, and they're realizing that they can trust you, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, would you pull them through, Heavenly Father, and help them. Whatever your will is, there is an acceptance. Whatever your way is, there is an acceptance, Lord. We thank you for being able to speak. We thank you for giving us ears. We thank you for giving us eyes. We thank you for giving us legs, Lord, because many of these things we take take for granted like we're supposed to have this, and we don't. We don't have to have anything. We thank you for the voice, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the ability to write, amen, anointed music, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the ability to lead, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the ability to pray for individuals, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the anointing that is on our lives. We thank you for the anointing that is within our hands. We thank you for the path that we walk in, Lord Jesus, because those are the paths you have ordained by us, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, with all of the desires of our heart, if it's according to your will, we're asking that it be granted, Heavenly Father. We realize and we understand that you are the giver and you are the taker, Lord. We thank you for each trial. We thank you for each struggle. We thank you for each storm. We thank you for each gain, Lord. We thank you for each loss, Lord. And we're asking you, would you continue to bless us to be appreciative, most appreciative of you? Would you help us to trust you more and bring more of our burdens unto you and leave them there, Heavenly Father? And we're just asking you, Heavenly Father, once again, would you continue to uplift the Love Live Jesus Up ministry? Continue to crown this little head of mine, Heavenly Father, and let this little light shine, Heavenly Father, because I know that without you, this would be nothing. I know that if we take you out of the equation, Heavenly Father, that we are nothing, Heavenly Father, but sounding brass and twinkling cymbals. And, Lord, we want to speak for you, Lord. We want to be mouthpieces, Heavenly Father. We want to be the armor bearers. We want to be those individuals who are able to do your holy and righteous will, just as you did when you were on earth, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you continue to lift us higher, Heavenly Father. Any person that comes unto me with a ministry and anointing, we're asking, would you bless their family, would you bless their ministry, would you bless their voice, would you bless their mind, would you bless the paths that they travel, would you anoint them, Heavenly Father, in a mighty way where their words can begin to expound and begin to become global, where their minds will be able to think more, Heavenly Father, on spiritual things. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless them to be able to get into the presence of God when they are singing unto the people, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are, Lord. I thank you for everything that has transpired. I thank you for everything that you've done because you are a good God. And I thank you for every door that you've opened. I thank you for every opportunity. I thank you for every will. I thank you for everything that you have done in this life because, Lord, I understand and I recognize that you don't have to do anything for us. And one of the psalmists says, if God never does anything else for me, he's done enough. And that's true because you've done more than enough. And now it's our turn to do for you, Heavenly Father. I'm asking you what you, whatever needs to be done to edify and glorify you that you see fit for me to do, Lord, I am available. I am ready. I am willing because I know that you are a God. And I know that every time I hear that name, Jesus, a God, I don't tremble because I'm trembling in fear, Heavenly Father. I tremble because I know and I have faith in you and I know that you are God and I know the power that rests and reigns within you that somehow gets inside of this old body and it feels like fire shut up in my bones. And I appreciate and I know that if we continue to trust in God, if we continue to walk in faith, if we continue to do the will of God, if we continue to weather those storms, if we continue to know who is with us, then we will be immensely blessed. Lord, we thank you for this day. And as we begin to wind down and rest in the very presence of you and similar to that of death, Heavenly Father, we're asking would you keep us tonight, Heavenly Father. We're asking would you bless us. We're asking would you take care of us, Lord. We're asking would you bless us to be better for you. Would you open up our hand, extend our heart, and refresh our mind. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen, amen. And once again, I feel so much better. And I really appreciate the opportunity that the Lord provides in order to spread his word. Many times when the Lord calls individuals into Christianity, into ministry, there are storms that one must go through because God, as I said before, tests us. God already knows what we're going to do, but he has to test us because sometimes we have to see what we're going to do. And even in the storms, ladies and gentlemen, you have to, or we have to, begin to praise God. Even when you lose someone, you have to continue to praise God. And I tell you what, sometimes it's hard because you get tired and you lose your energy. But God says, I am. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. You have to remember that verse, and I guarantee you the Lord will put you right back on your feet. Boom, just like that. That's the type of God we serve. And today, before I start the announcements, I would like to, after every ministry, I'm going to recommend Jesus Christ to you. And not only am I recommending Jesus Christ, he comes highly recommended from love. Because God can do things that man cannot do. God can open doors that man cannot open. God can rescue you from storms that you see no way out. God can do a lot of things because he is God, because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the ruler over this earth. There are a lot of things that God can do and will do. There is nothing on this earth that is too hard for God. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, it is now time to pray unto God. And it is time to call upon the name of Jesus because, as we said before, we are living in the last days, and this does not mean the earth is going to end, but it means that Jesus is coming back, y'all, and Jesus is coming back without warning, and we have to be ready. We have to be prayed up, and we have to be stayed up, amen? And Jesus is coming back. He's a God that never slumbers or sleeps. He sees your tears at night. He sees your saturated pillows. He sees your heart. He understands your heart. He understands what you're going through. I want to extend one more time, and this is far away, to those of you who are missing loved ones. You don't know if they're living or dead, amen. You have to understand and you have to recognize that you serve a God, and in his own time, he's going to reveal everything that you're praying for, but you're going to have to pray, and I hope that you're in this 20-day prayer. And I hope that you know that there is a breakthrough coming, because there is. And I'm just convinced, because I know that the Lord, the type of God that we serve, is able to deliver because he's done it before. And I don't ask you to do anything that the Lord hasn't shown me or I haven't tried myself. Amen? I used to tell my athletes, I said, I'm not going to ask you to run 5 miles if I can't run 5 miles. I will get out there with them. And so even in ministry, amen, it's the same thing. I'm not going to tell you that the Lord can save. I'm not going to tell you that the Lord will do this or that if I haven't tried it for myself. So I'm excited and delighted, and I recommend today Jesus Christ. I'm going to continue to recommend Jesus Christ. I recommend that you not only understand who he is, but you begin to read the word. And if it means, if you're just now beginning, to understand who Jesus is, I want you to know, first of all, that God is love. Amen. And you need to understand God is love. God doesn't, it doesn't matter where you started in the Bible. I'm not going to say start at Genesis, and I'm not going to say start at Revelation. But I will say start somewhere. Amen. Begin to read your Bible. Begin to read a verse every day. You don't have to read a chapter. But if you're just beginning to form a relationship with God and you're beginning to know who God is, it's always good to read a scripture at least and pray. Not only pray for yourself, but pray for other individuals as well. But pray for your relationship with Jesus Christ, because we're going to need him, saints. And like I said, Jesus is coming back, you know. And we have to be ready. And we have to be prayed up, because we want to make it to eternal life. And eternal life with God is amazing, you know. So just through reading the Bible. So I want you to, I recommend Jesus Christ. Whatever your pleasure is, it's always good to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. So if there's a church near you and you really want to get close to God and you really want to fellowship and see other people who love God as much as you do, or love God as much as you're trying to love God, then it's always good to go and visit a church, fellowship. You don't have to go way across town. You can go to the nearest church. It doesn't matter the denominations, because God saves the rich like he saves the poor. He saves different nationalities. It doesn't matter. But it's always good to dwell in the house of the Lord. So whichever church you can get to hear the word of God, that will be good. Because when we hear the word of God from the shepherd, then we as sheep grow. Amen. And the sheep, if you notice, the reason why they're in herds is because they draw strength from each other. It's very seldom that you would see sheep just wandering out. Jesus goes and gets that sheep, that one sheep. Now, that doesn't mean that the sheep should stay together all the time. But Jesus, those sheep who are lost, Jesus goes and finds them. That's the characteristics of a good leader, okay? So I really want you to work on this week. I want you to, if you're just now getting ready to start knowing who God is, I want you to read the scripture, pray about it. And then on Sunday, just go to a church. Just look at a church. It doesn't matter what church you go to. And I know the church is in our heart, but also the Bible says that it's good to dwell in the house of the Lord. Because when we make it to eternal life, and that is our goal, that is our destination, we're going to be in God's house anyway. Amen. But that house is made of gold. The streets are paved with gold. They're white horses. Amen. And every day is Sunday. They tell us that there will be no type of preaching. So you might as well get it while you're down here. Is that right? But there will be a lot of singing. It's a musical up there in heaven. So therefore, we need to get the word, because when we go to heaven, amen, we're going to hear nothing but singing. And we need to know the word of God. We need to know God's love, how much he loves us. And it's not too late. It's not too late. It doesn't matter how old you are. Somebody said, I'm 50 years old. That's fine. Jesus began preaching at 12. Was he too young? Amen. So we can't put an age on it. God saves all ages, babies, everything. But we must understand and recognize that God can do it. So I recommend, Jesus is highly recommended. He's highly recommended. This day, this hour, this minute, this second, Jesus is recommended. And as we said before, are you going to go through storms? You bet. Yeah, you're going to go through storms. Yeah. Are there going to be some things that you want that's out of the will of God? Of course. But you thank God for those closed doors, because it may be chaotic. It may not be for you. You thank God for closed doors. But you also bless God for open doors as well, because God always opens something better. But you have to be patient and diligent, and you have to wait on God. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's what we have to remember. But if you are under the unction of wondering, should I try this God? Should I try this person that our Free to Love is talking about? The answer is yes. Just try it. 20 days. 20 days. I'm on my third day. 20 days. Try it. Try God. I guarantee you, you'll come up with results. I guarantee you. Consistently praying unto God. Consistently making your request known. And I guarantee you, if something's out of the will of God, if it's out of the will of God and you've prayed to be in the will of God, then it won't happen. But if it's in the will of God, it will happen. But I guarantee you, prayer will change things. Prayer, things will begin to happen. And I believe it. I've done it before, and things are already happening. Will you go through the storms? Yeah, you will. Like I said, every day is not Sunday. But you know what? Every day is not Monday either. And we know how Mondays are sometimes, right? Not Monday either. So therefore, we have to stay, what? Prayed up unto who? Our Father, our Lord and Savior. Who? Jesus Christ. Okay? Doesn't say pray to Buddha. It says pray to Jesus Christ. All right? So once again, I recommend the Lord unto anyone. Doesn't matter who you are, because we're going to need him, because Jesus is coming back. We have to be ready. He said, be ready at all times. Nobody knows the day or the hour. All we know is that Jesus warns us before his return. Amen? And we have to make sure that we are right. We have to make sure that we are in order. Is that right? Okay. So before my phone goes out, I want to tell you to be sure to encourage your friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, FREEDALOVE. The Reaping What You Sow event, we know that that's April 5th at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkley is the pastor. Please come and join us before that event and also afterwards. We would love to have you, because family is more than a word. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, musicians, individuals who are positive in the community, I will be connecting with you. I'm on Facebook. You can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. I'm in the process of making new Facebook pages, but I have to have that one open so that individuals, my bloggers, will know what's going on. But anyways, I'm still on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or you can try me at LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE. So therefore, you can contact me, or you can contact me at emoney_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, I want you to pray for 55 people. We're still on 55. 55 individuals. Make sure they're all not your family members. If you have to put all your family members on one line, please do so. And be sure to pray for yourself. But we're praying for 55 individuals, and then pray for everyone in the world. But I want you to pray for 55 individuals specifically, because God is good. In addition to that, on Saturday, I will have Barbara Williams Moore, who will interview with me at the Hilton in Waco, Texas. She is one of the artists who I will be working with. So please continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. In addition to that, we are praying for those who are in bereavement. We're praying for just everyone, actually, and because there is no one who does not need prayer. Amen? So we're praying for everyone. So be sure, and once again, I thank God. I thank my family and friends for listening in. If someone asks you what the big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. In addition to that, once again, Saturday, check out Ms. Barbara Williams Moore. She has a very nice CD, single CD, and I want you to... I want to introduce her to you because you will hear that name more. Thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless you and keep you. Please stay tuned on my Facebook page, and also Saturday Gospel. Please join me as I interview Ms. Barbara Williams Moore. This is your host, Alfreda Love. Have a blessed night, and I'll see you later. Goodbye, everybody.